look, we're just after a very successful festival ourselves in my own village in Ballygawley, where we have had unprecedented numbers. But that's not an accurate reflection, I suppose, of what's going on currently across the country, in Sligo and across the country, where we're seeing live events fall off in decline. The number of attendees across many events this year across the country has collapsed. And we're seeing many of those events not going ahead this year. And I think it's very worrying in terms of large-scale festivals. We've seen in around 10 large-scale festivals now not go ahead this year. And in many cases, we will see many of the ones that did go ahead in 2024 not go ahead in 2025. And that's relative to the huge increase in costs that festivals and live events are now seeing. And it's up to the Department of Arts to address this issue. And I'm calling on the Minister to open a scheme that will ensure the safety and sustainability of our live events and festival sector. We've seen the air show was to go ahead in Sligo. My understanding that there was in the region of 2,000 tickets sold. But if we don't support live events to establish themselves, to grow, to progress and to develop, then we're in worrying times.
And councillor, there's a big concern in terms of once these live events leave, they tend to not come back then, that once they're gone, they're gone. And, you know, with people locally, obviously the big issue are ticket prices, and maybe with the number of events they're having to choose which events they go to. And it seems like, from your point of view, the only way it can be remedied is through government help. Does that seem the most likely way to do it?
Absolutely. Look, it's deplorable the level of funding Sligo County Council gets, for example, on an annual basis to support live events. That's €23,500 per year. That's what they get in totality to support live events happen in County Sligo. And I'll give you an example. It costs in the region of €140,000 to run a festival in Ballygawley Village. We've had 4,000 or 4,500 attendees, our highest attendance record. And what we get for that is just over €4,500 off that €140,000. It is not sustainable for any community group, any voluntary group or any commercial body to run event with that level of support across this country. And we need to wake up. We need to smell the coffee when it comes to live events. And our departments, our local authorities haven't done enough to protect them.